Def Leppard Hysteria, about 8.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station. There's someone in the studio with me. Hold on, let me look at a shirt. Okay, it's Big Ed.
Yeah.
He's got a shirt that says Big Ed. I kind of
wish. What if I'd wore Def Leppard shirt?
I would. I'm not that bad. Okay. I would have commented and said, well, sir, okay. I like your shirt.
Yes.
I mean, you don't need much of an introduction, but I'll say it anyways. You want to jump the Snake River Canyon and...
With a motorcycle, too, not just fly a little airplane over or nothing like that.
Right, yeah. And you have a simulation, basically, and I watched it probably twice. It was, one, I like it. Two, it's cool. I mean, did you, is this simulation still kind of what you want to do?
It was done by the engineers.
Okay.
So out of CAD drawings and all that. So okay. It's basically that what you see if you go to BigEdBeckley.net. Mm-hmm. That's actually our website. And there's also one called SnakeRiverCanyonJump.com.
Okay.
So we have two different websites, plus all of our Facebook stuff and everything like that. But you can watch the video on there. There's several different places to click on. But that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, we're going to come at this takeoff ramp just like I would when I'm doing motorcycle jumps, which I just did 2 weeks ago, in fact. Just jumped over 10 pickups at a little old parking lot at a pumpkin fest in world-famous Boyd, Texas. There you go.
So yeah. This isn't your first rodeo, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So how long have you been, I don't know if this is called stuntman, or how long have you been doing stuff like this?
How long have I been doing crazy stuff like
crazy
this?
Stuff.
That's what you're asking. Yeah.
Basically.
Actually, since I was 23, and I'm 63.
Wow. Okay. So
40 years.
So you're just now starting.
Yeah, just now starting. My first time.
You're still
for
green.
Sure. Yes, very good. And really, I just restarted my career. From 94 to 2012, I didn't do anything. In 2012, I got this wild hair about doing jumping after I saw a guy named Jeremy McGrath, which is a very famous motocross racer. Mm-hmm. He raced for Honda forever, won all sorts of supercross races. And he did a hill climb. Rode a hill climber, and it was a Harley hill climber. And I went, wow, had a big motor. And I was like, oh, you know what? I would start jumping. Somebody heard me say that. Next thing you know, we got a new motorcycle, you know,
wow.
2000 cc's and yeehaw, buddy. It's a ride. So, and
you seem in good health. So
yeah,
I guess it's
pretty much
out.
All my arms and legs are pointing
that's
the right direction,
saying.
You know, and you know, I mean, I've crashed a few times and the very first jump that I did after being out of it from 94 to 2012, the very first off the takeoff ramp in Salt Lake, bam, face planted big time spent 4 days in intensive care and trauma and walked out. When I went to the hospital, they didn't think I was going to make it because I only had 48% oxygen. Right now, all your nurses and anybody that knows anything about that just went, what? Yeah, because you're not supposed to live under 60. But I had to, and I made it through that night, and they put a big Superman sign above my door and thought that was pretty funny. And then they you know what was bad? They finally got me a decent radio station to listen to. Couldn't listen to you guys, but I definitely had classic rock. Rock and roll on and right. In my room and all this. So, and I got up and started walking around.
All right.
So that's
music
what got
therapy.
Me out of there. So then I built this new bike and at that point in time, I go, okay, you've always wanted to do this. Let's go do this. So I started working with the city a long time ago. In fact, December the 4th last year, I came here and met with them about doing this.
Right.
And that's when they said, go get the Idaho Department of Lands permission and we'll be right there with you. Just like your city commissioner said on your talk station the other day.
And you did.
I did.
And
to the
what?
Tune of $943,000 the bid was. And then we paid $25,000 a year on above that, plus 3% of the gross of this and 5% of the gross for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the state of Idaho, education is where all that money's going. Stand to make $2-3 million if I do this.
Wow. Sounds pretty good to me.
It's all good until the day after the auction.
Okay.
The weekend after the auction, actually. On that Monday, after the auction was done on, I think it was Friday, actually. On that Monday, that's when the city of Twin Falls said, we think we're going to open this up for our own bid process.
Okay, so in front of me is a official letter... State Board of Land Commissioners, and you receive this November 13th, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And there's some highlighted portions toward the end. I'm just going to read that. The jump lease includes the leased state lands and airspace. The jump lease is intended to authorize lessee to control the leased lands and airspace, including the placement of cameras and other electronic devices. I did read this. To the exclusion of any other persons or entities who might seek to use the leased state lands or airspace in a competing jump over the Snake River during the term of the jump lease. I'm not a lawyer, but that to me sounds like this is yours, and this is official.
Yeah, done. And you get a break.
Which is interesting because later today, there's a meeting scheduled at 4:00
right
at O'Leary Middle School in Twin, and
it's an open meeting.
It's open, and
yeah,
you know, the locals are encouraged to come down, and they're going to be hearing proposals, not just from you, but mm-mm. from others who want to take the jump, which
they don't know about that
is against. Which is against yeah. this. Yeah. So
and this she's pointing to is the letter.
So question: will you be going to the meeting tonight
yes.
with this letter?
Oh, the letter's already there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, you gotta cover your butt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be.
Yeah. We have our proposal and all that, and I understand. I know everybody's throwing their hands up, going, "Why are we doing this? Why is our money, our city money, being spent to go against state education? Basically, that's what could happen.
Right.
It's almost like that. Why is that doing? That's not really it. Let me tell you something. All kidding aside, I don't agree with the way that this has been done, but Travis Rothwell, your city manager, and Mike Williams, they're not dummies. Pretty smart guys. And here's the whole thing. What if some fool who just spent $943,000, dang, anyway, spent that money, had a nuclear device on his motorcycle he was going to jump over, and he crashes and turns this place into Chernobyl? Okay.
I mean, you got to think about every
there
single
you
scenario.
Go.
Okay.
There you go. Attaboy. That's all I'm going to say. Attaboy to them because they get an attaboy. There's an awe.
Okay.
You know what?
They got to cover their butt and
over
their
here.
Situation.
Yeah, exactly. And I get it.
Okay.
I get it. So I'll comply with any lawful thing. I will comply with that. Little lady Barbara, I think it is, a city commissioner. I hope I said that right. Rebecca. Rebecca, city commissioner, said, you know, what we should have done is just dealt with Beckley. And if we didn't like what we did, we could have went to number two, which is correct. That's what they could have done. Time's wasting. I mean, we've got design. We've got contracts waiting. We got TV deals going. We got to build. I want to buy a house here. I want to. What I'm planning on doing, I'm going to open up a business here too. That, and I guarantee you, nobody else is. But I'm going to open up a business that's going to have a museum of all of our old jump bikes and stuff like that. Videos going on and stuff like that for sale.
Swag.
Yeah.
So big sure. swag.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that'll be good for the city of Twin Falls.
Exactly.
You know, but a lot of people are going, oh man, 1974, they smoked dope, they did acid, they did. Okay. Yeah.
You seem pretty sober to me.
They don't. Yeah. That was them. That was then. Mm-hmm. This is now. This, you know. We're going to help them with that. I brought in a guy who has had Kid Rock, in fact, in concert this year. Had 40-some thousand people out there in a pasture, basically, is what Buffalo Chip is at Surges. And he's the owner of it. And he has been brought in for even Homeland Security about how to do this and that. He's had help them with that and help with all the police. We've got traffic studies we've done and all that. We're going to help get all the people in and out of here so the residents that don't want anything to do with the Snake River don't have to have anything to do with it.
Nice. Well, the fact that you've even thought this far about these types of issues, you've spent over $900,000. To me, that is serious. That is man's serious. He's legit, and he wants to do this.
Yeah.
So
I just got to put it this way, okay? My ass is going off that takeoff for him on a motorcycle heading September the 7th, 2014.
Good point.
That's what's going to happen. Whew. And I hope that maybe you're along to boost me out of here, okay?
I'll see. As long as I ain't, and hey, by the way, I'm six, going over.
I'm 6'2", 295 now. I'll be about 6'2", or 6'1", maybe. I might even shrink some in another year, but I'll be about another 40 pounds less. So I'm going to be a big old bullet going across the sky.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be the jump to end all jumps. It's not the only one. We want to jump the Mississippi and then the Nile.
Hey, why dream small?
There you go.
Hey, best of luck to you. And if anyone does want to come, it is open to the public. Meeting is scheduled tonight, 4:00, over at O'Leary Middle School in Twin. And we're going to put this entire interview online on 83thesnake.com. Can I put this letter online,
too? Oh, I wish
too?
You would. Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know what I'm talking about, this letter, I did read it, but you can read the whole thing, and it's going to be present at tonight's meeting also, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This guy's serious.
We don't want anybody to have any surprises.
Okay. Well, it seems like you've crossed your T's, dotted your I's, and you're serious, and you've laid out a butt ton of money, and you're going to be the one who wants to sit and skyrocket across the Snake River.
That's exactly right.
So if that's not serious to me, I don't know what is.
Kind of like you guys, 93.9. You're not. You're not 93. What? You're 93.3. The Snake. Turn it up and rip the knob off. That's how I live. So, I mean, I came here and it's with this radio station. I've been listening to it since I got here.
Right.
I'm dialing off and on. Somebody says, it's 93. So I found you. I'm sticking with you. Hope you guys stick with me.
All right. Nice. Well, check him out. You got to meet him. It's Big Ed. Get a shirt. It's 98.3 The Snake.